الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. As I said, this article, the title of which is Seeing the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a Dream, was written by الشيخ محمد صفوة نور الدين رحمه الله تعالى. He said that first he related the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم reported by Abu Huraira, where he said the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, name yourselves with my name, but do not call yourselves with my nickname. And whoever sees me in his dream, he has truly seen me, for Shaitan, Satan, never appears in my image. And he who purposefully speaks a lie against me will have his seat in the fire. And this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah be pleased with him, said, it is mandatory for us to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than ourselves, our parents, our children, our families, and our wealth. We must revere him, honor and obey him outwardly and inwardly. We must also befriend and ally ourselves with those who support him, and disassociate ourselves and maintain enmity with all who oppose and disbelieve in him. We know that there is no path to Allah except by following his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way. And one cannot be a friend of Allah or a true believer, nor can one be saved from punishment by any means except by believing in him and following him both inwardly and outwardly. And there is no means of achieving nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal except by believing in and obeying Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the best of all who lived before and all who will live. He is the final and last prophet of the prophets. He alone has been distinguished with the great intercession on the day of resurrection, making a distinction between himself and all of the other prophets, as Allah has granted it to him. And he is the one who holds the most praised rank. He will carry the banner of praise on the day of resurrection. Adam and all who came after him will be under his banner. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be the first to open the door to paradise. Thereupon the doorkeeper will say, who is it? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will reply, I am Muhammad. The doorkeeper will say, I have been commanded to open the door to paradise for no one before you. Those who understood this love and acted according to its requirements in the best fashion are the noble companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and those great scholars and guided leaders who followed them. They were the best at understanding the book and the sunnah. So if they agreed upon a matter, then it is the truth. For his nation does not agree upon error. The Prophet's nation does not agree upon error. In the case of any disputes that they suffered, they were directed upon the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to refer it back to the book and the sunnah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what means in Surah An-Nisa chapter 4 verse 59, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the messenger and those in authority among you. If you differ in anything amongst yourselves, refer it to Allah and his messenger if you indeed believe in Allah and the last day. That is better and more suitable for a final determination. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the well-known authentic hadith reported by At-Tirmidhi and others, he said, indeed, whoever lives after me among you will see much difference. So adhere to my sunnah and to the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me. Cling to it firmly, and beware of newly invented matters. For newly invented matters is an innovation, and every innovation is misguiding. Among these newly invented matters, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Umayyah, among these newly invented matters is the claim of seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a vision while awake, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Amongst the newly invented matters is the claim of seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a vision while awake, and that he hears those who greet him and returns their greetings. We're talking about a state of awakeness. Truly, these are some of the newly invented matters and deviations that neither existed among the companions nor among the best of the ummah. Rather, this is misguidance from Shaitan, who inspires people, confusing them when they violate the legislation. So he causes them to fall victim to the same things the previous nations and disbelievers fell victim to. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, quote, the people of India claim to see someone from among their pious people who they revere. The Christians see personalities from among their prophets, the disciples, and others whom they revere. I will repeat, subhanallah, this great scholar of Islam, he said the people of India, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, the people of India claim to see someone from among their pious people who they revere. The Christians see personalities from among their prophets, the disciples, and others whom they revere. The deviators among the people of the Qibla, meaning the Muslims, see those whom they revere, whether it be the Prophet or another Prophet. This occurs while they are awake, and he speaks to them and they to him. This is deviation. They might seek his advice and ask questions regarding some hadith even, so he answers them. To some of them it miraculously appears as if a rock has opened up and the Prophet ﷺ came out of it and embraced the onlooker and his companions. Some might imagine that he gave them salams in a loud voice, such that it reached the distance of days or a distant place. In fact, I can add something, is that one of the deviant groups in our times, their whole foundation is based upon something like this. They said that our da'wah started or is based upon the fact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam shook the hands of the establisher of this group in front of 70,000 people and called him to establish this group. Allah musta'an. Sheikh Abdul Ra'uf Muhammad Uthman wrote a splendid section in his book Love of the Prophet. Some of it follows. He said, but these myths occurred only among some latter ignorant people, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, taking advantage of the ignorant state of that Muslims suffered from, leading them into captivity of myths and legend like fables. For example, Umar bin Sa'id An-Nuni wrote in his book Ar-Rumah that the Awliya, the friends of Allah, see the Messenger of Allah while they are awake. He attends any gathering or any place he wishes in both body and soul. He moves freely throughout the earth and the universe, doing so as he is, as he appeared before his death, nothing having changed. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is what these people believe. And that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is normally hidden from the vision of humans, just as the angels, who, although they have forms, they are normally unseen. Therefore, if Allah desired any servant to see him, he would lift the veil so that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, could be seen in his original form. Such innovations lead many different Sufi cults to call themselves the Muhammadiyya, the Muhammadiyya path. Their followers claim that these rituals of theirs have been taken directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Examples of these groups include the Tijani order. The Tijani order. Could someone write those down, inshallah? Examples of these groups include the Tijani order, widespread, as you know, in Africa, and especially in West Africa. Examples of this group include the Tijani order, the Ahmadiyya Idrisiyya order, and this is also spread in northern Africa and in Libya in particular, and others among the different Sufi so-called tariqas, Sufi ways and orders. Such ideas also founded what is called Hadra and Mawalid. Such thing brought what these innovations of so-called Hadra and so-called Mawalid. Alaykum salam. I will talk about Mawalid. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. The Sufis claim that the Hadra that they participate in was so named because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attends these meetings or these gatherings either with his soul or with both his body and soul. They also believe in such ideas regarding what they called al-mawalid celebrations or al-mawlid celebrations for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a time when they get together and they chant verses of poetry and they make anashid, read Quran, and await the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they claim. One of them will say, for example, the Prophet has come immediately. The Prophet has come, the Prophet arrived. Hadar, Hadar. And that's why you see or you hear this name Hadra. It's from Hudur, presence. To ensure the misguidance of the people, they will say, only the perfect worshippers will be able to see him. Those who are not perfect, meaning the sinners, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be shielded from their vision. Similar to their beliefs about the so-called the Qutb. One whom they believe is unseen, none can meet him except for the great so-called awliya, special friends of Allah, meaning. And the Qutb, this is a high rank in the Sufi terminology, and they claim that the Qutb sees the unknown and so forth, or sees the unseen. And this claim is similar to the Shia's belief of the hidden awaited Imam. So the subject of this article concerns, therefore, the Prophet saying, whoever sees me in a dream, then he has truly seen me, as reported in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, and in one narration, then he will see me while awake. These are, or there are other ahadith with slightly different wordings, which speak of seeing him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. The meaning of these statements is that seeing him in a dream is not falsehood or misleading, because shaitan cannot assume his presence, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So is it possible for anyone to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while they are awake? The answer to this question is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after his burial, will not be seen in this world while they are awake. But his saying, "Whoever saw me in a dream shall see me while awake," this refers to the people of his time who believed in him, although they didn't see him, meaning that they would migrate to him and see him. So Allah granted such a dream to them. It has also been said that the meaning of this is that they will see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hereafter. So it's not possible to understand these hadiths to mean that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be seen by someone who is awake during this life, as the Sufi and the innovators and the people who follow their desires claim. Ibn Hajar, Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said, quote, "This is a severe problem. If it were interpreted as it appears, then these people who see him would be Sahaba, because part of the definition of the Sahaba is to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and until the day of resurrection, one could join the rank of the Sahaba. To cause further problem for such a claim, there is a large number of people who saw him in a dream, but none of them claim to have seen him while awake. And what he sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us of could not be contradicted." This is the end of the words of Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar, may Allah's mercy be upon him. That is, if this meaning was correct, then everyone who saw him in a dream would be one who actually saw him while awake. Does the person have any influence over the dream? As for the hadith, "Whoever has seen me in a dream has seen me, for shaitan does not appear in my image," and for the other hadith, "The dream is one of three: the good dream, which is good news from Allah; a sad or bad dream, which is from shaitan; or a dream in which the dreamer speaks to himself." These are the types of the dreams. This hadith has revoked any chance of shaitan appearing in the Prophet's form. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. But it leaves the chance that shaitan could appear in a different form. I will repeat. This hadith has revoked any chance of shaitan appearing in the Prophet's form, but it leaves the chance that shaitan could appear in a different form. The scholars agree that if one has a dream, but the descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the descriptions of him do not match the real descriptions, his real descriptions, then this is from the dreamer's imagination, as if it were to say he was talking to himself in the dream. Ibn Abi Jamrah, and he was a commentator on Mukhtasar Sahih al-Bukhari, said, quote, "There are those who say that the shaitan cannot assume his exact appearance. So whoever sees him in a good appearance, that is because of the goodness of the religion of the one dreaming. And if the appearance was bad, then it is because of a deficiency in the religion of the one dreaming." And he said that this is the truth. Then he commented, "Similarly, what he said about his sunnah during the dream," meaning the Prophet ﷺ sunnah during the dream, "whatever agrees with it is good. And what contradicts it, then it suffered from the influence of the one listening." Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. So the dreamer's vision of his noble presence is true, while the bad influences are from the dreamer. Additionally, it is not feasible to limit the statement, "and whoever saw me has truly seen me," to apply only to the companions, since the companions did not mention such limitations. Rather, the opposite of this has been reported from them. As in the case of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, when he asked a person who claimed to have seen the Prophet ﷺ in a dream to describe the vision he had in the dream, in order to validate or invalidate it. Similarly, this was done after him by the great Imam of the Muslims, Muhammad bin Sirin. So the hadith is generally applicable to all dreamers, yet, here's the point, yet the validity of actually seeing him can only be ascertained by those who are familiar with his appearance, like the companions or the next generation who saw his resemblance in his close relatives like Fatima and her children, or Al-Hasan and her children, may Allah be pleased with them all. The third question, is seeing him as he really looked a condition for the validity of the dream? Ibn Hajar, may Allah be pleased with him, said, whenever Muhammad bin Sirin was told by someone that he had seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, he would say, look, describe what you saw to me. If the person described unfamiliar characteristics to him, he would reply, you didn't see him. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The friendly cat I found this PM of yours, inshallah, I'll comment on it later, inshallah. So, Ibn Sirin was checking those people who would claim that they had seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Describe what you saw to me. If the person described unfamiliar characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Sirin would reply, you didn't see him. The chain for this report is authentic, and there is support for this from Al-Hakim by the way of Asim bin Kulayb, who said that his father told him, I said to Ibn Abbas, I have seen the Prophet in a dream. He said, describe him for me. He replied by mentioning that he looked like Al-Hasan ibn Ali. Al-Hasan ibn Ali, meaning his grandson. Ibn Abbas said, you saw him. You saw him. The chain for this report is good, as Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar, may Allah be pleased, mercy be upon him, said. There is also support for this in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, where Yazid Al-Fars said, I saw Allah's Messenger in a dream during the time of Ibn Abbas. A narrator said Yazid was a Quranic scribe. I said to Ibn Abbas, I saw Allah's Messenger while dreaming. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, and his father said, Allah's Messenger said, Shaitan is not able to appear as me, so whoever has seen me in a dream, he has truly seen me. So, are you able to describe this man you saw to us? I said, yes. He was between brown and white, with a good smile, appearing to have kuhl around his eyes, a handsome face, his beard flowing from here to here, down to his chest. Auf said, I was not aware of all of these descriptions of him. Ibn Abbas said, if you had seen him while awake, you wouldn't be able to describe him more accurately. This proves that the decisive scholars considered it a condition for the correctness of the dream that the vision be in accordance with how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually appeared, a portrait which shaitan is unable to imitate. Question: is one who sees him in a dream considered one of the Sahaba? The answer to this question is no, because the Sahaba are those who saw him during his lifetime. Question: are the hadiths heard from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during a dream argumentative evidences? The answer to this question is no, due to the condition for evidence being that it was transmitted via precise hearing, and the one sleeping is not in such a state. May Allah's mercy be upon Sheikh Muhammad Safwat Nuruddin for this excellent article, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the people who published it. And the publisher was, or the translator actually of the article, since I find his name inshallah, may Allah reward him anyway, translated by a brother by the name of Ibn Ayyub, and this appeared, yes, this appeared in At-Tawheed magazine in Rabi' al-Awwal in 1418 of Hijrah, and an excellent article, alhamdulillah, jazahumullah khair. Naam, okay, you can, inshallah, questions time.